Blog Talk Radio.
America's favorite easy-on, easy-off energy compression socks just got better. Introducing Copperfit Energy Plus, the world's first graduated compression socks with a rich blend of ingredients found in the top moisturizing lotions and creams. These microencapsulated ingredients are infused into the compression fabric and are gradually released and absorbed by your movement. Motion-activated technology designed to hydrate and soften for all-day comfort. The more you move, the more Copperfit Energy Socks delivers.
I'm not thinking about that. I have compression socks on. That simple fact that they feel better with them on than with them off makes me love these socks.
Our most advanced copper-infused compression fabric, made in FDA-approved manufacturing facilities, woven into our easy-on, easy-off graduated compression sock to help reduce swelling and discomfort from prolonged sitting or standing.
I feel that soothingness in my calves and in my ankles all the way down into the insoles. But they can make my feet feel good after 300 miles on the road, and they got to be good for anybody else.
Enhanced compression around the arch and ankles for extra support and relief of muscle aches and pains. And a soft, shock-absorbing footbed for all-day comfort.
All that arch pain that I typically have is just relieved.
They are super comfortable.
They do the job. They're easy and they're effective. That's the whole point of wearing them.
Commercials always promise, promise, promise. This was something easy to try. Just put on a sock. See if it works. I have to say that I'm a fan.
The first ever easy on, easy off compression socks with hydrating ingredients worn by thousands of essential workers across the U.S. Get your Copperfit Energy Plus compression socks right here, right now.
I get compression, I get comfort, all in one sock.
Motorcycle guys appreciate the better technology. This is better technology.
Feel the power of Copperfit.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like to know,
are you ready for start time?
Yeah. Okay, well, let me kind of move these things around here, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what this is coming down through the audience, but it looks like it just came out of the basement.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, because calls now.
All right, let's bring to the stage.
Yeah. Your Highness, live from the brick, 1-6. Peek wide, bang your head, break the drumstick. Verbal assault, rhymes ripple through the mix. Specialist with the smashes, catch a flick. Savagely attack this, blast with accurate aim. Spark the flame, burn this in proper vein. Ride tracks like a soul train, hold your brain. In the state of shock, make them drop, it's a cold game. I bang with the big boys, those who hold names. Amateurs get hung with their own gold chains. I swing blades, best bring grenades against a true master, way beyond your freshman attempt. Spent rounds on the floor, evidence of the war. It's on till it's death, till we settle the score. You can never measure to the standard of the most popular demanded rap classic. Pop cork while it's down, knocking socks off. Ghetto summer jam, got the streets locked off. Plot to knock me off, to stop short. All with my thoughts, move the world with an unknown force.
Hey, we had the bass pound speakers, shell toe, Adidas. Right. Original rap with new school leaders. With the art names, with fat gold chains. Shot the world, cut what? Hip-hop remains.
I'm a
rude master,
you can test my predictions. Master in the empty field.
Yo, I drop fools like hell, rap rise and third rail. Transmit death styles of sign language and braille. In hot pursuit of Donald Trump, rap loose. Produce what you feel with Navy Steel, Mike Duke, Sergeant SP, Slaughter, Pete Rock, Gibraltar. Miraculous lyrics that tread water. A rap nigga, show respect. Write rhymes and connect, collaborate. Break bread with corrupt and deck. Keep my feet blessed, fresh as Scottie Pippen. In the game of life, I play all positions. Stop looking, listen. Total package, yes, true master.
produce rhymes, sing and hit faster. The master of the game, solo artist by name. Paint the masterpiece that lies inside the frame. Pass with flying colors, the number one soul brother. All eyes on us, guard your grill and take cover.
We had the bass pound speakers, shell toe, Adidas. Original rap with new school leaders. Graffiti art names, the fat gold chain. Shock the world, cause hip hop remains.
In the hood, done some things bad, done some things good. Me and Peace like bombs and chemicals, glass, atom bombs and mustard gas. We at the scene, I quake you, take you to a whole different scene. AR-15s and beans, got them jumping like you swallow the gang and jumping beans. Explode and reload and dump the scene. Radical and raw, corrupt, smash star. I'm a hog dog, raw dog, hard with the gold ball, star pound gang. DPG. I'm a dog pound gang. I'm a dog pound gangster. Wreck the deck and corrupt and beat rocks and drop the beat.
Be the sharpest motherfucker with the beats, with the rhymes.
Check this out.
Okay, welcome to another broadcast of WBNN. This is a product of WBNN on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. the Boston Chronicle. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by none other than Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ladies and gentlemen, it's burning hot in San Diego, California, just like it's going to get hot in WBBN, featuring the Boston Chronicle. I hope you're ready for what is about to transpire from all angles you may have never experienced in poetry. Some of you have heard that my rights can be over the top, bordering on arrogance, but this is my reality in spoken word. So y'all ready? You already know my name is not KFC, neither McDonald's or Burger King. The name is Jeffrey, a.k.a. Mr. Boston, the original Colonel Sanders, and you're right. I'm finger-licking good. Don't you ever once in your lifetime get me fucked up and twisted. You're going to meet something in me that you wish you had not. My mind is not a playground or a monkey bar for you playing on. Grown-ass folks need to learn to act in a grown-ass capacity. Once it comes, it comes. When it leaves, you ain't about that life. You can't roll with me. My time for a shift, damn, it's hard for a motherfucker to bust a verbal cap in my back. That damn clown verbal gun went off my mind, said, duck. What the fuck? Because the clown is scared of himself? Motherfucking nervous. Never, ever, ever can his game play me. You can't play the verbal word player, especially if you shady, backpedaling with children game. I have realized for once in my existence my true is a strong-willed reality, far from a fallacy. Maybe you don't belong here where men dream of destiny. Wake the fuck up. I know you bobbing your head because I can see you, but you ain't learned life. Yes, yes. That self-incarceration puts you in a place. If you want to live your miserable life, then go right ahead. I'm going to cruise the highway of life. You angry at me for doing what you could have done? Actually, you're going to go through the rest of your life without ever really knowing anybody. You had bad times, but it's always wake up. Wake the fuck up to the real stuff. Let me bust the verbal cap back, finger on the trigger. Figure this. Striving to be more than you ever think you could be. Don't want to waste your time with social questions. A soldier dies but one. So matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up. And I'm never ever emotionally implode, but I imagine it's much like a fool holding a nuclear bomb. Keep your head up. Don't ever once in your lifetime get me fucked up and twisted. But I want you to know. Play your cards right. Because you play the wrong one, I will have you fucked up and twisted about your damn self. Now go figure that about yourself in peace. All right. Poem number 2. disenfranchised through media misinformation. Stooges and foolery, novelty drivers, dancing in crazy antics, slap-happy foolery is timeless delighting my over the past century. Many of us have grown up watching. How can you have a fair-minded, intelligent discussion about issues of importance to America about anything, period, if you ain't informed with basic and arguable facts? ABCs is a big culprit. Mixing some truth with blatant misinformation, truth is stranger than fiction, ask CNN. The behind-the-scenes machinations of big money and politics so well hidden, if people actually knew how things were really run, we would quite literally have a second revolution. Most people who read this might have a hard time fathoming how an entire nation could be so well deceived. But it's really not that hard when you understand the inner workings of hierarchy of overlying reverie media in which we place our blind trust. As we paint the pictures of Fox News, our faith in the media myth has been our Achilles heel. We have been deceived by our media and to such an extent, mostly because people are too trusting into our new system. They very naively believe that broadcasters and journalists would never lie to us. This is trust. This is how trust has worked against us, devastating consequences which are unknown to most. Don't believe it. Put down the TV remote and do some research on your own for once instead of being spoon-fed news. You see that? News and disinformation by CBS. There's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinion, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. Truth never appears. The business of a journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert and vilify, to fawn at your feet of a great picture of big money for Superman stories to sell this country and to rate into his race for daily bread. The CIA made its own foray into the news control to infiltrate the media with the idea to have select journalists parrot the official government line under the guise of national patriotism, spewing whatever disinformation and propaganda that could cash in on. And that's that piece. Now, we're going to go to a music break with none other than the great DJ Ngozi.
Hey, yo, it's such a shame all these dick riders trying to corrupt the game. But what it brings, nothing but pain and winning your fucking brain. And nothing's changed since the album. I'm still wildin', I'm still violent. I've been waiting for this moment like Phil Collins. For my life, I've been trying for this rife. Hyper than hyper, biting the finest life. This night is the night, and I ain't even trying to let a nigga slide. I've been dying to get a guy to dare to try, and I'm prepared to die. I rush your crib like a Jehovah's Witness. Load up and expose your infant. Hold up, did you notice my heroic entrance? I'm so relentless in this field of rap. Everything is real intact. Fully back, my bullies will be peeling caps. I'm sacking rapper like a linebacker. Play my rhyme backwards. You can hear the devil speak his mind with fine graphics. Things get drastic. I cross for my plastic. I pack lists between my nuts and my fat dick.
Grab a hole cause you never heard of.
Like the color purple, my niggas coming through and still hurt you. Why y'all Kleenex cats to stay full of germs? We here in Fifth Ave, but y'all still hit turns. Don't really care about y'all, really care about y'all. Y'all on our side, we do our thing. Play the cut, let the phone ring. Pete Rock Connect team, from MB to LC. My dog straight thugging it. Snap the niggas out of the booth, unplugging it. Strange fruit, my niggas live to shoot. Yo, it's a strange thing, a nigga never had a suit. Yo, so what's what happened? Remember done known for clapping. Cap stacking, move out the hood into Manhattan. Got big headed, misled it, head dreaded. Yo, the beef deaded, it's on squad afraid and said it. Yo, I heard son, son is rocking nice work done. Got him out the hood, wouldn't believe that. This cat would, hand mask rolling. Flamboyant, this man golden. Yo, the senator, crime sinister, John Dillinger. Better respect my words like I'm the minister.
Let's separate the men from the war.
Verbal attack.
Big pun.
Keep rocking.
Comments.
Yo,
since.
We just begun the story. Time pun and Nori. Look to the sun for glory as time runs before me.
What?
I'm after the day of judgment. I stood before the jury explaining why I was in a gun orgy. He was fucking with me. I ain't no ducking MC. With the knowledge of the little thug blood in me. and stud bump into me. Beef, it was finna be. My appetite for destruction is finicky. He was the industry type, influenced by magazines and snipes. Rocked Adidas, but he had no stripes. I could tell in high school that he had no fights. Hold this better than he hold mics. He spiked his punchline for current events. Called for backup like one time when he heard it was sense. That deliver words with intent to kill, whether the hip-hop type, country rapper, or Big Will. I peeled some rap back to peel this cap back. Fucker thought I was abstract, now his life is backtrack. In the center of the party, his crew identified the body. Left him signing the wait list saying, I can't take this fake shit.
Is that one trip you keep taking? Oh, you want to holler for a quarter at the same time, hustle me for a dollar. Oh, you think life isn't tough going down, bobbing up and down, down here on Mother Earth? When your human earth is out of moral balance, where you think you are unshakable, yet your mind whacked out unstable when you always down on your knees, nip puckered head bouncing up and down, trying to make a living. Keep telling yourself that same lie daily, looking for a different result. Haven't you realized the insanity on your way down the avenues to Mars, constantly in a destabilized way, and then you mentally make yourself go on internalizing where you always wanted to go? Your thoughts propel you to go. Then you walk in and out that door without your moral virtue, walking straight out that door into another realm of self-deception, mentally still defeated. Have your feet planted on that cold concrete. See, these are the things that exist in a world of self-disrespected, and yet you accept it. Trapped in that ozone layer of a space zoo, facing the facts of being called shorty, bitch, and hoe. Then you want to hit my purple haze blunt, filling your lungs with make-believe, make you want to take yourself there. That's not fair, but is life fair when you haven't treated yourself right? But see, these are some things always to understand. Mental abuse, physical abuse, self-abuse, sexual abuse, and pedophile abuse isn't love. But you reach your friends in a drug-induced coma of a manner with a cold tendency on a wayward journey to codependency, where the pimp shrink-wraps your mind until you are no longer more than an emotionless, esteemless, inhabited in flight, and then beg to be rescued from your sense of strangeness. The next thing you know as a skimpy, toothless, clothesless, bottom bitch who begins to internalize it and become what? Nothing but an self-reduced to the point of a reason of disrespect. See, time and space belongs to you, but you use it to be used and abused by it. Manipulated, intentional, imminent data that told you have no idea what you're doing. The fruit of the stars is your just reward, but reality has made you a collapsed raft, picker scouting around for eyes and ears of your truer self. When you suck on that glass dick, still trying to find that one last hit that might take you there. You thought that door you have been running from to that one trail that can get you back to that avenue to Mars. Open your eyes and see what you have been enslaved to. The content of your own black emotional attitude is nothing short of your own murder. That you yourself have abandoned from life, abandoned by the betrayal of the mission to the avenues of Mars. See, understand me, self-projection so plain to see, receded into the distance, individually paralyzing you in the setback of being self-judged by internal monologues, those that function significantly in double tendency. Avenues to Mars is an experience related to those recursive functions. Yet you must take that journey deep back in your black and discover your true self instead of hiding behind the many layers of your self-depreciation, that introspection of self-conscious of presupposed self, slowly constructed hypothetically objective on avenues to Mars. Is that other, another island to be studied through a parallel relation, discarding the makeup boundary in the schemes of definition on the perception that you might make it there. It is so distinguishing coming to know something through understanding, but having it explained, but to get lost in the fog of the definition without the actual point in the question being taken any further on the avenues to Mars, then you are afraid to take that one stroll in your own backyard into reality of your own life. But you better think again. It's a spaceship in flight on the avenues tomorrow, but you still tripping on that glass dick, MP. All right. I was way up there with you and mine, waiting all those years for just you. But you straight up rejected me. Now that you rejected yourself, here you come running to me for what? You didn't listen back in the day. You're not going to listen today. All your actions back then are the same actions now. You see, all those years gone past, I kept tabs on you, acting like a thought. Now time caught up with you. The pole, the club, the streets, and all those different men you thought had your back. Damn shame. Never will understand the face of usury until you experience him up close and personal. But you see it clearly, huh? Got the best of you. The kind game you thought you created, damn, boo. Turn off your ignorance, turn on chain. See, boo, you already played yourself by showing up unannounced, hoping that game was going to get you some sympathy from me. No, boo. Remember, you rejected me. Rejection has consequences. Now another track from the one and only world-renowned DJ O'Day. Hit it, baby.
Yeah, man. Ghost. Rock. Let's go, baby.
Hell yeah, I'm pulling my thing out. You getting banged out, bitch, nigga, you shouldn't have came out. Kick it with a 914, nigga. Four niggas beefing, guess what? My 914, nigga. I'm more niggas like whoever will come through. My shit stay kicking, so I'm calling it kung fu. Master my own style, call me Sean with gun do. I'm leasing like a Heron bun do. Yeah, the beat rocks from P-Rock, the flow from the ghost from D-Block. 4 pounds send you to E-Star, in other words, Jesus Christ. Man, my shit fit together like beans and rice. All I need is weed at night, the smoke and run. And the probably the nicest nigga to breathe in life. You can't nobody prove me wrong, I'm too strong. And the motherfucking street niggas need me right.
Hey, yo, fuck what you heard and what you thought you saw. Been all over the world reppin' 914. South East, East Coast, they wild for sure. Been all over the world reppin' 914.
Raised in the ghetto, singing songs for survival. Late night, bad holler, roll it out the Bible. 914, every corner store got a nigga with the raw. Just bring your straw, fist by the holes, pussy galore. Little beef bitches get the munchies out the store. Shit look real, but a nigga ain't sure. Yo, you know a real nigga when you see him. Jewelry dripping, white tee, you wanna be him. Burner on him, and don't care about freedom. Bitches with him, other boroughs wanna beat him. I'm trying to stay alive. What up, Mount Vernon? Rest in peace, 25. Peace with the knot. Who else to ask for but she from D-Block? Two guns down, calico up. I'm done here, pass my cup.
Hey, yo, fuck what you heard and what you thought you saw. Been all over the world reppin' 914. South East, she's loose, they wild for sure. Been all over the world reppin' 914. Fuck what you heard and what you thought you saw. Been all over the world reppin' 914. South East, she's loose, they wild for sure. Been all over the world reppin' 914.
Nigga, I get fresh like Easter. You wanna get sliced like pizza while I light my reefer. You can come through with your crew, nigga. Really go through, niggas. One shot is knocking up two, nigga. I might come through with the Uzi. Shoot niggas filming on Fuji. Put the shit in the movie. You wanna get burned with a Lucy. Black tie there, I grown up, you get stomped with the Gucci. You ought to be playing me 2 feet. I don't need five, I got a knife. You ain't leaving alive. I said the green and cream beam is mine. The V8, I see hate. You get the V8 right in your eye. Repeat, play the shit for the street. Niggas licking their heat.
Got a brick in the whip on the seat. Them niggas no different than me, so they listen to me. I understand all the shit that they keep.
Hey, yo, fuck what you heard and what you thought you saw. Been all over the world reppin' 914. South Beach, shit, boost, they wild for sure. Been all over the world reppin' 914. Fuck what you heard and what you thought you saw. Been all over the world reppin' 914. South Beach, shit, boost, they wild for sure. Been all over the world reppin' 914.
America's problem is us. We're her problem. The only reason she has a problem is she doesn't want us here. And every time you look at yourself, be you black, brown, red, or yellow, a so-called Negro, you represent a person who poses such a serious problem for America because you're not wanted. Once you face this as a fact, then you can start plotting a course that will make you appear intelligent instead of unintelligent. Welcome
to another broadcast of WBNN. This is a product of the WBN on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring the one and only Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. the Boston Chronicle. The dollar number is 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Media. All right now, Tripping because my response to your Billy Bean crabgrass ass game. See, what would be the purpose to get in a screaming match when I would not get a chance to speak, but observe you being a loudmouth ignorant clown? You see, what you haven't realized is that I drew you into the circus ring because I'm the ringmaster, and all I had to say was, hey, and you've been getting full on, hey. Because that slick, nasty mind with the middle finger to the male, because that one male treating you like you attempted to treat me. You tried to do it the wrong way, contorted with your legs locked around the back of your neck like asshole and pussy was going to impress me. Girl, how many black cards in your purse? See, boo, to impress me, you need to have some shit on the New York Stock Exchange. But game was over a time ago. You're not doing a thing in the community. So what can you really do for me? No, I don't want you on your knees. Don't even open your mouth. Your breath stink. And I never wondered what your penny smelled like. Massengill would do you justice. In peace. Life perspective. I never wanted to be mean or hurt your feelings, throw you off track of what you have been taught. Neither send you into a state of discombobulation, but teaching you is a way to bring you down to a path of reality so you won't be shaken when you find your truth. That's how, that you've been lied to. Oh, I know you desire to force and control situations is often tied to your limiting beliefs about how our goals can be realized. When your secret agenda and expectations cleverly hidden within the subconscious as inalienable rights and entitlements are challenged, but don't call yourself foolish. Nobody taught you. Some might call my verbs and words a weapon to subdue you, so far from the truth. My words are weapons to subdue the lies that enslaved you and made you comfortable in a slave environment. My thoughts are on design that won't allow me to shut up, but to open the eyes and ears of the backward. See, that's what makes me dangerous when I want to free my people from the slave mentality. My voice is all powerful. It makes you think about what you already know, but too lazy to dig deeper past the ego to discover most and many have yet to reach beyond what they have been told since the third grade, because they are afraid of coming to the surface of who they really are, because they swim in emotions and feelings. Who said coming back to life was going to be easy and painless? See, the history book got you twisted. His story still have you deprived of self
and possibility. Take your eyes off me and put your eyes and ears on the lessons and think creatively to your total capacity to come through the narrow confines. Perfectors talk to you long before I arrive. I bid you to come through the door and pass beyond the threshold of self-oppression and self-incarceration as you become conscious. Growth is a self-fulfilling prophecy that directly or indirectly causes itself to become true. In peace. And that's that peace. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This is a lesson that you might understand. It's called insight. Ball and hammer, cotton balls and Q-tips. My words are just like that. Some have experienced the words out of love, sometimes out of anger. At times, my words come for a battle and a war, but it's the gator. Haters and ass kissers that play follow the other dickhead. Haters, you suck too, but I forgive you. But no, I'm not a man that's going to turn the cheek twice. You see the face of the stink? Well, then you know I'm going to make you smell your own stink. Because you tried to drum up stink with me, and you still have yet to accomplish that neither. All because your ass is a buster, like I said, ball and hammer. So don't play with me. I might not be so unforgiving next time. Told you time ago I was good and evil, worse than wrath. But be aware, the good and evil that a man creates, be careful. Do not make my dark and light come chasing you. After they are done, you will be a choir boy in a dress, not a robe. Catch the scroll that opens before you. You can't even look upon me, much less go to war with me. And that's that piece. Now we're going to have a track by none other than the great DJ Ngozi. Hit it, baby.
All right, so about now, it's the theme of the song called Creation Discotheque.
Yes, brother, brother. We're running it now.
Hear that? Yeah. Now I'm come to the part two sound, to the man like every come for bounce and get on. Well, where we now, you have to get the crown. Beat! Rock! Sega! Watch it! Water, new name, same nigga, F digger. Steady spittin' phlegm on them who can't figure. Trust me, ain't the look, Sister Lucci. Believe me, keep them fondling they coochie. Every time they see me, I sip any, so I piss any. With the coke back and lemon twist, ambidextrous. When it comes to ice on my wrist, diamonds, I like them. Rings platinum, cousins been had them. So bring your whole crew style, be no afraid of them. Fuck licky at ya, we no one, no not them. Bring your whole crew style, be no afraid of them. Fuck licky at ya, we no one, no not them. Hear me, Fred? Yeah.
Them, boy. Y'all, them come tell the radio y'all, them man. Every DP truck and beanie man. We are with the girl that come through this station. Well, after all, she don't have me all. I get this big phone call. Every day call me, pick up drama, dance hall. Every reach up on his scene, we see every man a ball. Woman show them out cause it's a girl roll call. Woman all stand up on the wall. After that, do not believe it is a girl. Sounds well out of Jamaican and New York. Girl, them stop. Woman with harness, woman with hat. The whole of them a jump on me back. Just realize, this is the remedy that you prescribe. Woman now a food sex, you want a rough ride. War every day where you have the big banner drive. Loud music come for make night.
Right about now, it's the theme of the song called Creation Discotheque.
Yes, brother, brother, we run it now.
Them, boy, girl, them come tell the radio girl, them man. Every DP truck and beanie man.
It's like lightning and thunder, y'all fi wonder why. When the rat clock make everything so fly. Could have walked till you drop, you could have climbed to the sky. But you have to know there's only one eye and eye. Enough man up off then see and get high. Enough y'all see me drop dead, I won't cry. You know, so that the heavy fly, God, that's no lie. Anything me done, me have to done it till me die. Oh my, me say oh my, oh my. Y'all them love me come and fly. Love me and they don't know why. Yes, Lord, me say, oh my. Oh my, oh my. Nuff y'all love me till them cry. They don't want everybody to die. I and I so fly. That's right.
Haitiana, Puerto Ricana, Africana, Africana, every woman, every man. We love you, love you, love you like love, go food. Bye, goodbye, goodbye.
This is a story that'll take you back to the Bible, and it'll take you to a place where you have to revisit time and time again to get a true understanding, because their fruit destroyed the garden. Did you know this place is dangerous? That you were to pay attention to Adam? But I understand why you didn't, Eve. You didn't know Adam. Because you didn't understand yourself. You, Eve, just waited with your will. And why you were said to be from Adam's rib. Eve, what part God didn't explain to you? Adam is your brother. You, Eve, share the same DNA. You will grasp that knowledge when Cain and Abel have their falling out. And Adam blew your covering by being insensitive to your feelings. In fact, his ego attempted to control you. Didn't Adam explain me to you that if you came to the water's edge, you would see the truth of good and evil? Anger and fear leads to troubles of one's path and the door to another. Adam left you alone too long, long before you arrived. And you experienced the fruit of being equal. I had already influenced him. I had screwed him too. His mind was about to take his soul. But God created you in an attempt to maintain balance. And then both of you had the green door closed in your face. Eve asked why? Asked Lilith, the rebellious one before time. I implanted the thought in his head to tell you to enjoy this garden alone. That's how I got you. I now possess Adam's permanent happiness. Now I will turn you out. Let me tell you something. I inserted my tail in Adam's backside and deprived him of his permanent satisfaction, destroying his confidence that culminated his failure, shortcutting his prosperity, making him morally short-sighted, undermining his character, pocketing his gains. And when I let you go back, both of you will bring centuries of hardship to all mankind, which means you, Eve, there is no possible loophole to escape. Both of you, both of your moral gravitations is as sure as a stone to the earth. Like weaklings carrying out instruction despite defiling yourself with unclean work. I got you both, suckers of fear. Your heavenly father already knew you were going to fail. He gave to you free will, but he didn't figure in the methodical neighbor next door. His firstborn, the creator of disorder that demolishes and destroys. I didn't have the power to destroy the garden, but send back weak spirits and tainted roots and disastrous effects on mankind. There is no remedy when a man comes to his end, tainted, corrupted by malevolent sorcery, doctrines that hold the humans through the facts of birth, inheriting a tainted nature in need of regeneration and proclivity. And the truth, Eve, the downfall of mankind, God was just as much at fault as Adam. You were the sacrifice at the end result of free will. And that's that piece. The next piece is called Expressions in the Shower. I want to express my naked self and chart your raw naked emotions in the shower with you. Are you up to serve the purpose? I want to be in duality with your wetness. I want to be the perspective image preserved in your individual personality and put a finger to that place you enjoy most. I want to take you from behind with back shots and do the things that make you get lost in the moment of a lifetime, make your back arch against the shower wall and paralyze
enter with perfect piston-like speed. I want to be the portraiture of art with direct approach like an academic invention. Creative, I want you to be the whispers of expressions erotic that shifts out of the shower as you turn 360 degrees and grasp the towel wall and split both cheeks, guiding my hands over your wet body and become the artistic representation of the matriculation that runs so deep, penetrating your spirit. Let my tongue selectively emphasize your inner mechanism and influence your inner eye to her hurt so good tears. I want my personal aspect to activate my art of congolinas and stir the turbulence in your inner sanctum until it becomes witch's brew. An experience, a Caliism original distinction that make you see sexual illusory in this analogy and allow you to share his broader aspect of a verifiable sexual thesis called orgasm. I want you to experience your most comprehensible primordial nature that requires neither limitations but soothes the inner aching. I just want to fall to my knees and do you slowly so your character will reach for your sanity and dig through the fabrics of reality of life and liberate your reflective intelligence until I take you on to the reaches of intuitive understanding and then experience the full yoke of masculine energy to fulfill all your dreams. A human interaction combined in the shower to release your imagination to play a divisive role in the full power of your lips and slow up and down moves while you portray the woman with experience who knows what she is doing. As I creatively captivate your emotions and satisfy the thrill of making your throat have orgasm as the steam floats like erotic expression. In the shower. Let's have a track by the one and only, the great DJ, DJ Ngozi. Hit it.
World comprehended at the same level, all tend to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate the tradition. If the world comprehended at the same level, all tend to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate
the
tradition.
I'm the mixtape artist of the year. Hip hop foldable of the month. I'm the DVD most promotional on the front. Most call me Papoose. You can call me what you want. Every Thursday, the drama hour. Open up when that storm hit the south in New Orleans sunk. Me and Kanye, the only MCs who spoke up, taught you how to play Monopoly. Ride from the streets, who am I? I'm the hip-hop police. They was undercover, but I made them look obvious. Now they some lost souls, they souls is bodyless. From chest to hustle hard, you heard that track?
I heard that.
God damn it, I brought Green Lantern back. I'm the female rapper, favorite male rapper. Dropped 10 mixtapes, I gave y'all chapters. Say my name when you sneeze. Pap is a blessing, an honor to be in this session. Pete Rock is a legend.
If the world comprehended at the same level, all tend to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate the tradition. If the world comprehended at the same level, all tend to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate the tradition.
I'm caught in the strength of a gun's melancholy. High watching the blood justify me. If I ever get wet, I'm hoping the sunset will dry me. Real thug. Become clever wisely. I was always ahead of myself, so now I'm one step behind me. When it comes to publication, my son's rapping loudly. Even mama's boys carry their guns next to mommy. They got jails for more sales than Omni. These funny dogs make money talk. None of my funds never poly. Cock one lick shot, none of my tongues never tie me. Shotgun gunshot spread when they plunge from the shotty. I doubt if his sons ever try me, cause all my niggas got bodies on their guns. Guns on their bodies. These hard punks, what with their batteries charged up? Saying they got big balls, yet they really large cunts. This is everyday war when I spark up. I mix the green weed with brown and smoke a camouflage blunt.
If the world comprehended at the same level, all tend to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate the tradition. If the world comprehended at the same level, all tend to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate the tradition.
in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all listen to another broadcast of WBNN. This is a product of WBNN on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. the Boston Chronicle. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133. And press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Here we have a caller in queue. Who am I speaking to?
Peace and blessings, Brother Boston.
Oh, my goodness. Baby. You know what? You came on purpose, and I'm waiting on you. I've been waiting to try a noose around your waist so I could pull you down the sidewalk into a netherland so I can make you have all your dreams come true. So what is your dreams tonight?
My dream is to say two short poems for you.
Yo, you going to do this short poem? Why you always come with short poems? You know what? I like long poems because I'm going to tell you why I like long poems. Because if you pay attention to long poems explain themselves. Short poems do too. But I like to hear them long poems because I like to just sit in between the line and visualize exactly what you're saying. But since you got a short poem tonight, I'm going to sit in between the short poem line and let you transpire from devil to angel. All right? Do your thing.
Okay. I'm not what you think. I'm the one you look at from the corner of your eye. Yes, I'm black, but beautiful. You can't stop my flow because my soul has been here from the beginning. All sisters must betray respect to start winning. In me is power for every hour. I'm standing tall even when you plot for me to fall. A mother, a sister, a warrior I am to my race. This you will never be able to take away. I'm not what you think because I won't walk the plank. Fire is in my mouth and my words travel from north to south. Don't underestimate my wisdom because I'll make you feel like a dum-dum. I'm not what you think. I'll put you down with a sneaky wheel. I'm a queen from generation to generation. I'm not what you think. Play me if you want. I'll be on you like a man hunt. I'm not what you think because you see me wearing pink. I'm one who will spit the truth on any roof. I don't need a gun, but my words run. Justice, freedom, strength is my badge. Everything else you think of me must go in the trash. I'm rich because I'm your queen. Look here, I'm not being mean. I just want you to know I'm not what you presume I am. I'm not what you think.
Let me do something for you. Since you that strong black African queen, okay, Onyx. She was that cold black like a value stone. Onyx girl had a conversation for the best of men with the game she didn't play. When she did, she played hard, harder than the average man. Onyx was a style of class. She was particularly classy. She was down to earth. Then she met me, someone who met her whole profile step for step. First things first, she said, a man's man, something that she admired. Had his conversation tight, old school kind of confusing because she was used to hearing that new school player's game. Onyx said, a man that knows his way. He said, Onyx, a man studies if he attempts to get close next to you. your cold love, hard, loyal to the end. I appeal to your for emotional connection. Love has an immense ability to help heal the devastating wounds that life sometimes deals us. Love doesn't just sit there like a stone. It has to be made like bread remade all the time, made new. Onyx became receptive, Onyx said. The first and foremost instinct of human is neither sex nor aggression. It is to seek contact and comforting connection. No one can dance with a partner and not touch each other's raw spots. We must know what those raw spots are and be able to speak about them in a way that pulls our partner close to us. Onyx said, damn, man, word tight. Black man, make me more into you. He said, Miss Onyx, follow me and your world can change with me overnight. Like night, Onyx was on her game. She made me make love to her with my brain. And that's that. Peace to your peace and peace. That peace. Okay, strong black queen, Miss Onyx. How you doing tonight? That's what I want to know. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I'm doing fine when I hear your happy voice and your words.
Yeah, well, this is the question.
Me a lot.
This is the question I'm going to put to you. How
yes.
are you doing as a person, and how are you doing as a woman?
Why did you ask me? Listen, I'm doing well, but, you know, I feel I'm doing well as a woman also because I have gotten to the point I have pride in myself and who I am and where I came
okay.
from.
Okay. Absolutely. And I agree. I have to agree because where you sit in your life is a chair that you've built. And when you build that chair and you sit down and put your head between your hands and you think about all the things that you need to accomplish, and it's not a great rush to accomplish them, you accomplish them step by step. That's what makes you a good woman, because you're not rushing anything. You're taking time steps, step by step, to accomplish those goals that you surely know you need to accomplish. And that's what makes you.
Oh, thank you, Brother Boston. All right, you want to hear the long one?
Yeah, I want to hear the long one. Give me the long one. Give me the long one.
All right. Who has done more damage to the world? Who has enslaved millions of people on the planet? Who is that beast that took advantage of the weak? Who has stripped many of their souls? Who has whipped, hanged, burned, spit on, raped, separated families, lied on them, burned down whole towns? Because you were jealous of the prosperity of these people had, what these people had. You brick people in a box wall and let them starve and to death. You cut off their private parts, cut off their limbs, and put them in the corner store so everyone can see what you did. Fed babies to crocodiles, stripped them of their language, used them in experiments such as syphilis experiments. You destroyed women's wombs through wicked instruments. They were treated as though they were animals. You do the same today. You treat the dog better than the human being. You rape fathers in front of their children and rape the wife in front of their husbands. How in the hell can you call yourself supreme? You're in a dream. The whole indigenous world is hip to your bloodbath on this earth. Too many of us know you're nothing but dirt. Supreme of what? Hell? Justice will come to you. The powers that be won't fail. Jealousy in your is in you from the day you were born. That's why all of your practices are the same evil. From generation to generation, a nation destroyer, we are the owners to every piece of land upon this earth. The land you own now is because you're a thief. Using fake money has no backing, only air. You have been a deceiver from the beginning, and you still are today. This world does not belong to you. Every place you have gone, you have destroyed by your serpent deeds. It's time for the drum. Oh, indigenous people, a devil has been among us. He has caused himself, he calls himself white supremacist. Let him know that his rule is now up. Say, O people, to your ancestors, we are supreme. Repeat, O indigenous people, we are supreme. A message to the Ku Klux Klan.
Woo, woo, woo. You know what? Guess what? I'm going to say this. Sometimes a story must be told. At times, the story is told with pen and paper. Some are written in the books and some are combined charts. Could be a story of dreams, friendship, hope, survival, or even death. And every story is worth telling, but more than that is worth living. Some stories can steal your heart like the beauty of a woman. Some stories can steal your mind by verbal intelligence. And others can steal your soul by the presence of the written word. And every single day, another page is added. And as one page finishes, another one starts. You dream it as you tell it. I hope that others might then dream along with you. Imagination and language combine to make spirits in the head. Stories are for joining the past to the future. Mine does not offer solutions. My stories deal with our moral struggles, our uncertainties, our dreams, our blunders, our contradictions, our endless quest for understanding. Good stories do not resolve the mysteries of the human spirit, but rather describe and expand on those mysteries. Part of his story, penned. And that's that piece. You got
it? Oh, thank you. Brother Boston, I love you. I love everything about you and your poetry, too. You're a real good brother. I love you so much.
I try to get the point across, just like you get your point across. I try to get mine across. You know, poetry is experience of life, of love, of death, of moral aptitude. This is what we do, and this is how we do it. We do it over here at WBN like no other. So you know what I'm saying? So keep on doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing it. Keep on doing what you do. I love it. Okay. All right. We're about to have a track next by the international internet DJ legend, Brother. Oh, baby, do your thing.
Yeah. Once you are, you don't. And you can't. And I can't. Check it. Travel the land with the SP in my hand. Rock from New York, London, and Japan. It's time to take command, expand the higher land. What? PH the next man, not in the plans. I'm dead serious, like Doc. In response, I hit niggas in the head. PR the thoroughbred, comes through. Intellectual, I rap lyrical. Always on the humble, what? And sometimes I'm spiritual. Hands down, accept any man's challenge. I strive and keep the competition off balance. The fruits of my talent is this. It's simple, I drop science on the instrumental. What? I take seven ill drums, put them in a line, and add seven more snares to make it combine. It'll take seven horns before I start my rhyme. Now 21 beats made up at the same time. I was bound to shine, haters get left behind. Ain't no time for that, stamp my name on rap. Perhaps you hear the words for my next sequel. Part 2 is something for the people. Still number one.
I'm number one.
Deliver action thrillers that explode in your ear. Compensate for all the ups and downs in my career. Stop the small talk, my focus remains clear. Should've won the Nobel Prize for thoughts and ideas. Critically acclaimed, while some of y'all cats in the game for fame. Fame lives in my name, P-Rock. It's simple and plain, check it.
simply stressing this.
What?
Soon to start 10-second kids. God protected, so I'm selected to orchestrate the next great and create and contemplate the world's fate. PR on the heavyweight. Put these thoughts in your mind while we on the top. You can tell I'm still on it by the way I rock it. Full swing, introduce the 98 product. Niggas talk to gossip, what? But they ain't got shit. I'm number one.
I'm number one.
Rock real hip-hop, rock holds the key, magnificent, your style is irrelevant.
Word.
I flip the bass and erase any trace of sample evidence. Trust a few men within this circle of D. Single out the enemy with ease. Earned every stripe on my sleeve. The five-star general, keep it moving. The rap needs improvement, so here's a lesson to learn. Lyrics under fire burn third degree. And my Steve is making hot tracks for G's. World famous, blew my capabilities with 21 guns and ammunition. The SP runs 91 rounds precision. On target with this rap bullet, first string team in position. The Medal of Honor hanging from my neck swinging. Still number one.
From number one.
There was no doubt in my mind what was about to happen. Everything hidden behind my Laker sweats came alive with force as her silk stockings that graced her legs was beckoning to be stroked. Her long, shapely calves were just as voluptuous and curvaceous as her firm thighs. Had no doubts in my imagination what was about to transpire under her red skirt. The way she shook those hips made me lick my lips, and her nipples hard already as though they knew they were going to be having a meeting with my tongue. Then I spoke in a baritone voice, and amused she was. Allow me to come out of my mind and make those self-made orgasms become a real reality. She said, you think you mad enough with the right stuff to handle all of this? Miss Pretty, with the confidence of a grown-ass woman, you have any doubts? Well, let's go into my office and see, as you bend 45 degrees at the waist and make your vaginal fruit come to the back, so I can hack into what you think I can't handle and make it bloom as a sprung flower while my finger intrudes inside your Hershey factory as my tongue invades your coochie like liquid plumber. Make your coochie make music like a suction pump while your inner muscles contract like rubber bands and your coochie run as though a river flows through it and you beg daddy to explore deeper with 9 inches and make them ovaries damn. When I was done, she couldn't do anything but crawl. Her coochie was swollen like helium balloon. I went to hit it again and she said, I'll soon, and you tuned me up for a month. Unbelievable. There's no reason to doubt or second guess. No uncertainty which perhaps caused us to lose ourselves indefinitely in 45 degrees of direct execution. She brought me into her dream last night. Her dreams last night, she was so desperately wanting to confess everything and her own name on his lips with his deep, rich, sensual voice. come to me now once again and release me from grueling anxiety. All that my heart longs for to fulfill, to be yourself, my love more did solid in love's battle with one glimpse of him. She was seduced by the man who sits opposite of her and close by, listens to her sweet voice and sensual enticing laughter. That indeed has stirred up the heart in my chest, instantly a delicate flame run beneath my skin. You set me on fire. She thought about the mystery man in her dreams on our soft bed who could satisfy with her passion, where she is allowed to make his thing stand up erect, to grab the breast and touch with both hands. She brought him into her dream last night where she desires reality to appear. And her dreams reflect the same curve and sensual images of her and him together. He was now in that state of fire that she loved. She wanted to be burnt. She needed his heat, as he explained. Only the united beat of sex and heart together can create ecstasy. She could feel a powerful current between them. He placed his mouth on her throat, kissing the words she could not utter. He seemed to divine where she wanted a kiss to fall next. All the parts of her body demanded to be warm. I love the thought of our bodies together, warm, touching, moving slowly, kissing and whispering things at night, imagining that he is kissing every cranny of her body, and that is not a dream. And that's that piece. Now we're about to have another track by the international internet DJ legend, Brother O. Do your thing, baby.
So I'm a Bronx nigga.
Yeah. And I...
So I'm a Bronx nigga.
Yeah.
And I see you run about down. Get ready to get down. Just for the sound of the band they call
Pete Rock.
I'm that man.
Thumb heads. What? Cherry heads. What? Apple heads.
Mr. Cat.
What? What? What?
Now we do
what?
Yeah. Hit it off, you know what I mean?
P.R.
Like this,
take
y'all.
Take you to the bridge.
Yeah.
What?
Float on this magnificent track, wise, intelligent. All-star American. Yes, the rap bet. Reinforce your threat. Who got the money to bet? Against the number one, holding down the position. Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your peace sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield, your meth. Take the deal and let these cats know the deal.
Style blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the take and I ain't sweating confrontation. With P-Aura, we be the men's up tomorrow. Mashed up, license to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real, niggas ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you ready, the resume, give the fuck what niggas say. Tim boost to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yeah, stop the fucking press. Transform to Mr. Map. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on. Get smacked up and shit upon. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along? In this modern Babylon. Dueling with my nemesis. Laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul. Got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards. Tricking your funds. And sniffing powders, here we come. Straight from the slums, dynamic duo, son. Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother, number one.
Sending this one out to my man.
Yeah,
Pete Rock, half man, half amazing. Breaking hard, nigga, for you.
In a single band, faster than the round, blasting out of 40 pounds. Y'all niggas fuck around, take that and handle it. Method man, I get strong with titanic shit. That means abandon ship, get a life and get a grip. There ain't no problem that I can't fit. Transmitting live from apocalypse and the chocolate. Boy wonder, my sidekick, cowabunga. These evil doers, days of numbers. Reflexing like the X-Men on rap veteran. That beats no question. Boy, you need protection, son. I'm burning up, check the temperature. You're fucking with the last emperor. I get lung, dangerous, son. For all who enter the 36 deadliest chambers. For all the prejudice entertainers. There ain't a damn thing that you can tell us. Bite your tongue, I'll be the troublesome. Some sweet niggas, yeah. Some holy,
pick
son.
Them off from long range, break them down to small chains. A New York giant, stand in front of your squad. What up, God? A million to one odds that you can't stop this bullet. I'm like Refrigerator Perry, rush right through it and just do it. So act like you knew it. The Mount Vernon shall influence it. The rap committee, coming live to your city. Swing hard like Ken Griffey. Gang stats, now who's next up to bat?
knock him out the box. Met the man in P-Rock, celebrating victory. Rap world remedy, take a double dose, deadly.
Deadly kid.
Yo.
Come on. One, two, the number one.
I hope my man didn't fall out in the spirit because my, you know, my music. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Boston, is you there? I think my man fell out in the spirit, y'all. All right, there we go. All right,
yeah.
All right, we got to call it. Yeah, we got to call it.
Yeah.
I thought you...
yeah. Who we got in the building? Who we got in the building?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bull Street Bullies. Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I'm in here listening to all these bars, you know what I'm saying? Getting real slick and oily on them, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody going to have to put they skates on that dance floor, baby. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say this. I don't really have too much to say, but I want to say this. I want to say that I admire, you know, these bars here. You know, you have to be very, very, very creative and abstract in the mind and a sensible person to come up with these things, you know what I'm saying, because they hit reality so hard, you know what I'm saying, where they parallel to the reality of the things out here in which a lot of people out here is scared to say off the tongue. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, shout out to Mr. Boston, you know what I'm saying, with the bravery to say the things that some of us are scared to say, you know what I mean? Well, not me, because I say any damn thing. But you know what,
man,
I'm saying? But,
yeah,
but I,
man,
I
say
shout
that
out,
all
brother.
The time, man. I say that all the time, man. You know, a lot of people say that my skills is over the top. A lot of them say they border on arrogance. And the reality of this is this. I've lived this life for 64 years. I've seen a lot, been a lot of places, been around the world 2 times. And I've seen a lot of things. And I've come to understand that because religion has literally shunned the voice of humanity, and I personally believe that because the Constitution said we have freedom of speech, but then I have a right to say what I going to say, with an uncut, you know, straight like that. And if you ever meet me in real life, you'll see I'm very uncut, I'm very unraw, I'm very unorthodox, and that's just who I am. You know, I come from a long, long line of men that always have voiced what's going on in their mind, you know, and I've lived it, I've come through it, and I am not afraid to say what I can say. I don't care if you're the president of the United States. I don't care if you're a dignitary. You're human like me, and I'm going to treat you like a human. I give the same respect you give me, and that's it. That's all. Simple.
Yes, sir.
Why should I have to wear a mask? Why should I have to wear a mask because you have a title or you are something of someone in society? No, you're human to me, and that's just the bottom line, period.
Yeah, that's what it is. And may I add this, right? you know, a lot of us get offended by these words that we use out here. But I've come to know and come to realize, and everybody should come to realize this, that, you know, these words that we use, you know, that they call profanity, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, what are the roots them and what are the derivatives of these words? You know what I mean? They don't even add up to anything. So I don't even think anybody should be offended by any of these words when you can't, you know, this language, we don't even know this language yet. This language is made up of so many different layers of nonsense, you know what I'm saying? How can we be offended by some of these words we use to blend them in? That's the accents. These are the accents. These are the shots of the accents. Like if we interior decorating, you know what I'm saying? Me dropping a few bombs or so, you know what I mean? That's my accents of the colors that's going on. You dig what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of Booze Brothers. Check your satellites.
That's right. That's right. I ain't mad at you at all, man. I ain't mad at you at all. Because I'm gonna do what I'm going to do. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And if you don't like what I say, stay off my path. You know what I'm saying? Don't be on my sidewalk when I come down the sidewalk. Move over and let me pass if you don't like what I say. And it's too bad that you don't understand where I be coming from. But, excuse me. But the reality is I've lived this life and I've seen much. So, and if you're younger than me, you still trying to see it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, let's get that understanding. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. Now, the question is, you know you can't come to my show without spitting something.
Here we go. Here we go. Well, check this out. I'm going to go ahead and see what I can hit. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. Here we go. Let's see what I got. Clever's a legend on the rhyme tip. When I design scripts, niggas know to read between the line print. You standing in the chow line with a convict. I got it locked down like solitary confinement. The rap version of a fat person. I stay heavy on the stiff jab, leave your back hurting. Stay on the block with the crack chirping. About to crack open the black bourbon, the 40-ounce crime ward. You made me kill your ass outside and drag you by your spine cord. No, that's a freestyle, but meanwhile, I'm just going to go and act like I'm C now. Yo, it's Clever One, not two. Yo, I'm about to drink 1800. That ain't rhyme. But that was my little freestyle. Because you caught me off guard. You ain't give me no time to shine. You know what I'm saying? But I'll come back. You want a verbal attack? My vocabulary precise and packed. My tongue sharp, blade made like an axe chainsaw mask. They relax before they get cracked. My automatic black. The actual facts get cracked, thrown across the tracks. Hawk tied up, so this man rap. I don't know what that meant, but there you go.
Man, there you go. I like that real shit right there. That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That is real shit. That's real shit right there. That is real, real shit right there. That's what I'm talking about. That is real.
You know, that was off the top of the, you know what I'm saying? I had to find them. I had to find some of them. You know what I'm saying? Now, I said, you know, you'll have some sitting, you'll have some things sitting, but when somebody hits you off the top, when you got to go off the top, it's a little bit it's intensified situation, man. But if I got 5, 10, 20 minutes to come up with a few of them, you know what I'm saying? Boom, mm-hmm. I spit it.
Yeah.
And if I got time to if I got time to write it, I'm going to bust their ass, you hear me?
There you go. Keep it 100,
bro. Like I said, man, it's always good to see the elders, you know, have fun with the words and the language, you know what I'm saying? Very good. I admire these things, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep listening.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna keep being a student of this thing, you know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
You know, shout out to all the veterans, you know what I mean? Mr. Boston.
Yeah. Man, you know, I've been in this game a long, long time, and unorthodox things. I say unorthodox things. I don't fit into a mold, you know. I just do what comes to me, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I got Club One, and I got Mr. Boston on. And I mean, you know, a lot of times I haven't done a poem this year. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know, throughout my years on the radio, I've done poetry. And now it's my turn. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, the name of this John, you know, two snaps in a circle, man, it's called Ghetto. Thunderbolt, weed the smoke, punctuate the aroma of the atmosphere. Intoxicated, lads hustle around frantically for the dollar to feed their insatiable hunger for perilous, addictive substance, Ghetto. Moral degeneracy is home of it. Use vomit, itching ears, words of it that begs more conviction to turn their ears to righteousness, Ghetto. Vending is done around the clock all in the name of poverty to earn an easy life. Risking venereal ailments, unplanned pregnancies, of young ones, some of them to be born to unknown fathers. Yeah. Oh, the act that happened to be in the dark for days, please, for food on the table. Oh, Ghetto. Not a thing you want to find, all of made visit, because no time for the visitor. And hustle ghetto youth who are not hesitant to do anything to fatten their pockets. Oh, that's D. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto. Handcuffed ghettos is fashionable. It's deemed a miss. It's tragedy. In their 404, retrieving the spot, baby. The spoils home. Fights, grab, dominate the daily routine. Maskey says, Ghetto. And that's that piece.
Ghetto, huh? Ghetto, like that, huh?
I'm trying to do a whole lot of pieces, I did it.
Yeah, Lugosi come out of the goddamn closet swinging a goddamn bat like he gonna hit a home run. Oh yeah, you did that too.
I understand, it ain't nothing but another move.
Yeah. So it's your time, Lugosi. It's your time, baby. It's your time. So do your thing on your time. That's your time. It's Lugosi time, ladies and gentlemen. It's Lugosi time. It's 8:05. It's Lugosi time. Okay, do your thing, Lugosi.
Listen, 5:05 on the, you know, West Coast, the East Coast, man. I'm amazing.
Blessing to be deemed a living legend.
Uh-huh.
And when they started snitching, I only gave them confessions. I ain't stressing shit, that's out of my control.
Word.
I done went platinum and I done went gold. I done made beats for dudes who hit below the belt.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's about time I made a beat for myself.
Do it.
Positive or negative, still biting my rhetoric. And got a fan base from Japan to Connecticut.
What else?
Got that medicine for everybody sick.
Uh-huh.
And I rep New York like I play for the Knicks.
No doubt.
And y'all could credit my kicks and pay for your dime.
Word.
Being a rapper is not an alternative to crime.
Listen,
I done supplied it year after year.
Uh-huh.
Beats that made babies, beats that made your career. So
real.
Be clear, my nigga, when you step in the booth. And
yeah.
Be clear if you're telling the truth.
Word
out of
truth.
Niggas are popular, singing the gospel.
Uh-huh.
I'm a rap song they heard with the hip-hop apostle.
Uh-huh.
The game chaotic and filled with mayhem. At the end of the day, I always be a main man, and play the same hand that I was dealt. You ain't never walked in my shoes or feel what I felt. So I had to share it was on my brain, fam. Pete Rock, the soul brother, still a main man. And tell them young boys burn they spliffs in here. I done been in this game for like 15 years. This trip I'm pulling all the stops.
Yeah.
since when making music needed the cops. A little before, Nas said DJs getting popped. Rest in peace to JMJ, Justo, and Carl Blaze. But what I learned, I ain't learning no classes. But it's always been my pleasure to touch the masses. You bought a computer and now you connected. You burning CDs but you ain't by my record. I respect it, but it's gotta be respected just the same. Pete Rock the first in the hip-hop hall of fame with all the names you know. Plastered on the wall, famous for their words, not a basket or a ball. You could have a casting call and get nothing but actors. You can have a talent search and get nothing but rappers. Niggas are pop, you are singing the gospel. From a rap song they heard with the hip-hop apostle. The game chaotic and filled with mayhem. At the end of the day, I always be a main man. And play the same hand that I was dealt. You got never walked in my shoes or feel what I felt. So I had to share it, it was on my brain, fam. Pete Rock the soul brother, still a main man. You can dance like Diddy or get swollen like 50, or be like every other rapper, get busted with a blicky. The game real sticky and brothers get stuck, but cats should know when not to push their luck. Real begging for a buck just to get on the train. I got a lot of bars that stuck on my brain. I don't spit it in vain, I do it for the public. Pete Rock did it for y'all, I hope you love it. Niggas are pop, you are singing the gospel. From a rap song they heard with the hip-hop apostle. The game chaotic and filled with mayhem. At the end of the day, I always be a main man. And play the same hand that I was dealt. You have never walked in my shoes or feel what I felt. So I had to share it, it was on my brain, fam. Pete Rock the soul brother, still a main man.
All right, everybody. Hey, hey. Wow, Mr. Boston. What a show tonight. My goodness, my goodness. It was just really, really crazy. You said that you are like uncut, raw. Yeah, bring it. And you say what you want when you want to, whoever you want to say it to, because everybody, no matter their title, they're just a human being, just another person. So you say what you want. Well, you know, I like to be unfiltered as well and say what I want, but then I do have some boundaries when I start talking to certain people. So just some things won't come out of my mouth, like no respect for the preacher, no respect for the teacher. So we have to respect the preacher. We have to respect the teacher. And freedom of speech, I do believe in that wholeheartedly. But let a white man call. Now, this is not just for you, Ms. Boss. This is for everybody listening that, you know, that say, well, words don't mean nothing. I say what I want. But I beg to differ because there's so many people that get upset about words. And let's listen to this. Let a white man call y'all the N-word. Then y'all get all bent out of shape and obliterately perturbed. Let a white rapper say, what's up, my nigga? Then y'all be ready to pull the trigger. So if freedom of speech is good for you, freedom of speech should be good for all. You're not a referee. You're not God. So you can't make that call. I'm your girl, Chinchilla J. And, yep, I said that. So, yeah, so some people get all bent out of shape at different words, like the N-word. They get mad. And so they say, well, white people, oh, y'all can't say the N-word. That's only for us to say. But if a word is a word and it don't mean nothing like other cuss words, so the N-word should not bother any black person that says that, you know, and they hear a white person saying it, and like, oh, y'all can't use that in y'all rap. That's disrespecting us. Well, guess what, everybody? It's a word, and y'all call each other that every single day. Y'all call each other niggas. And so if it don't bother you, it should not bother you when you hear other people using it. Okay, so y'all need to stop that. Y'all need to stop it. All right, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time and at Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned tomorrow night, y'all, for Standing Up the Sticks by Clev One at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time right here on WBNN. Or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And I want to invite you all out Sunday. Guess what? Your girl Chinchilla J is in a play. And I have a wonderful role. And I'll be singing. And, wow, the play is very, very touching, very emotional, very moving. And it's going to be held at Majestic Hall in Philadelphia, 800 West Allende Avenue at 4 p.m. on Sunday, October the 9th. If y'all want some tickets, hit me up at 844-642-8378, extension 8808. The tickets are $30 for general admission, $40 for VIP. But I think they all sold out of VIP now. So $30 for general admission tickets. All right. Now, back to my boy, the uncut, raw, poetic man himself, Mr. Jeffrey Boston Sanders.
Well, I'm glad you came through, because now this is all about you, Dr. Chinchilla. So, Dr. Chinchilla, let me kiss you deeply, and I mean deep. Into the trails of your moist, epic wilderness, into the depths of your womanhood nocturnal nights. Let me lick the thin membrane of your essence of an epic kiss, this pulsating pro that triggers the senses in your human museum of her sexual, hypersexual being, that takes us on a spirited journey into an imaginative magnitude, the out-of-body dimension. Let me teach you how not to make belief, but believable in your belief. A thought-provoking captivation that will have you sweating naked into nostalgia, retro southern hip-hop from the back bounce. But baby, let me kiss you in your most moist dimension, on the sixth level where your sigh sounds like a CD on replay, while I roll between your thighs like an accordion. But baby, let me kiss you where your identity escapes from within your phenomenon as my tongue swipes deep down into your ego boundaries, collapsing your explosive porn to be caught on the flat of my tongue. But baby, let me kiss your secretions of loneliness. Let me make love to your frame of mind as your yearning escapes behind your inner wall, as my deep sensual pursuit chases the merging of your echoes on an ecstatic journey down into your human, physical, mental abyss. Babette, allow me to kiss you even if it's in your mental state of mind, as I make your physical mind surrender, as the contractions that go releasing your rivers flow uninhibited, and your mountainous walls contract slowly, milking the remnants of your prized phallus as he commits an extraction of your strength, opening your closed oppositions, making them bow down in submission. Baby, let me kiss you on the fringes of your wet melt and bring you out of your unreality and direct you to relate, elaborate in correlation to this might-be illusion as he builds an encapsulation to your patient immune discipline as your lips collapse around the dark chocolate leaves of life in your precious wet moments, discharging his spiritual connection into the caverns of your extinctional configuration. But baby, let me kiss you and squeeze and and guide my holy presence for this astrological journey to water your cassectic garden. But baby, let me kiss you again and again. Where the corridors open into your reality, the 6 degrees of separation relating to your trigonomatic function, that is the ratio between your inner womanhood to your sexual spiritual next to the acute angle to the triangle there in your wet cavern. But baby, let me kiss you in a simple manner that guides me into your metaphysical ideas that help create man. Can I kiss you right there in the credence of your total mental acceptance? Never mind. I just kiss you again in the elements of your sweetest credentials, in the scenarios of your spirit. And she said, baby, Mr. Boston, my tiny protuberance is hard again. But baby, let me pull down your drawers and string it one more time. But baby, let me kiss you right there. In peace.